Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think I need another earphone because I'm hearing this tapping noise in my ear. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay. We're not recording all. Oh,
we definitely are.
Hey, girl. Hey. How you?
I'm tired.
For sure. How you been? How your weekend been?
Just adult things. I got new furniture, like new bedroom furniture for the kid.
That's exciting.
I threatened her life.
Why?
Fam. Because she is like, she's 11, but that mouth is 16. Because yeah. I don't know. I told her, actually right now she's on like low key punishment. Like I've taken all of her electronic devices.
Ooh, that ain't low key. That's high key punishment.
Well, no, because today we were sitting and we were watching TV together, but then I was like, all right, you're still punished, so you can leave. You're dismissed.
Oh, so when you mean electronics, like not even watching TV.
Oh yeah, we're done.
Oh, she about to get in them books.
Because it's just like, I need respect. And I told her, I was like, I love you, but I will send your ass back to your dad's house. Like, in the beginning, it was rough when she went there for that one school year.
Yeah.
But I got over it. So.
I can't with you.
I told her that, you know, we ain't rocking. So, I done almost had to kill her like 3 times in the past 2 weeks. And I don't want that on my spirit. So
yeah, please. I can't watch an episode of Snapped with you on it.
I just can't eat that nasty ass food in jail. That food look nasty.
You're too cute to be in jail anyway. Like, we can't. And they'll be hating.
How was your week?
Snowed in like a motherfucker.
Yes, we missed all that shit. Da, 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 da.
But of course, our raggedy ass, a meteorologist said we was getting about 4 inches and got 6 to 8 poles. But that normally isn't a bad thing, like, but it definitely a little surprise.
Hey there.
I'm so childish. But yeah, like, it was like ridiculous. So I spent the weekend having cabin fever with a husband and 2 kids. And yeah, no school on Monday. Tuesday, what was it? 2-hour delay.
No.
So, but at least got the fuck up out of here.
Right.
You did. So yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. Like, and I drank a lot. You know what? The listeners really gonna think that I have a problem because I feel like every podcast I say that I drink a lot. Like, and it ain't even got to be spring and summer yet. So, jeez, Louise. Anyway,
I'm taking a drinking break over around these parts.
For how long is this supposed to go for so I can adjust myself accordingly?
We didn't even say how long. It was just like, my daughter, she made a comment that she doesn't like that I drink every day. And I was like, why? I was like, because I drink wine and it's not like I get drunk. And she was like,
right.
Because people use alcohol to mask their other feelings. And I was like, oh.
She is so smart for 11-year-old. Like,
so there was that. And then, you know, I just keep complaining about my health, but then I keep eating cheeseburgers and shit, and I don't even eat cheeseburgers, but you know the point.
I was about to say, I don't think I've ever seen you eat cheeseburgers, man.
I don't, but I mean, I'm not making the right choices, so I just said, I'm gonna take a break, and I didn't realize, like, I am for real addicted to wine, because it's only day 2, and I'm just sitting here looking at my fridge, like, so I'm supposed to still be drinking water, because I drank a lot of water the first half of the day, and I'm like, so I'm supposed to be on like glass 16 of water, like, what is this?
So is all the wine out of your house, or is it still like there? And you're like,
oh no, I don't have any wine.
Oh, okay.
But JT has beer. That'd be even worse. Mm. Yeah, but I don't really like beer that much, so that doesn't move me. But then I was like, well, shit. In a couple of days, that beer might be a little right.
But beer worse than wine when it comes to like fatness stuff. Like that's why they call it getting a beer gut.
I also
like,
got Crown too, but it's stored somewhere so that I don't see it readily. So out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah.
Yeah, we do sound like alcoholics, huh?
Well, dog, I punished a whole bottle of Crown by myself this weekend, so I'm not here to judge anyone.
Well, I'm taking a break.
Okay, well, you'll be in my prayers and thoughts as you go through that transition. Me, on the other hand, I don't know. I'm figuring life out, but anyway. So, hey, listeners.
Oh, I'm Shay.
And I'm Dice. How y'all? What's good? And welcome back to the Chatty Patties. You know,
episode 22.
Yes, deuce, deuce. So let's see. This week we are talking about canceling people. Pretty much the cancel culture. And some of y'all are probably like, what the hell is a cancel culture? Because at first I was like, what does that mean? But it's basically, and once I explain it, you guys will for sure understand this phenomenon, and I'm gonna call it a phenomenon, where everybody canceling everything. Like, oh, such and such did this, canceled. Oh, nah, they said that, you canceled. It was the quote-unquote definition of it in the New York Times. Said that it is a total disinvestment in something. Urban Dictionary said it's to dismiss something or somebody, or to reject an individual or an idea. So, in a nutshell, when you ain't fucking with somebody, it's canceled or something, then you canceling it. Or someone actually referred to it as a cultural boycott, which I felt was kind of deep, but pause. So
last week we talked about the Lifetime special on R. Kelly, and a lot of celebrities came out to, you know, I guess make their statement on the situation, you know, basically. But in the process, us little unknown people were just like, well, such and such did this, and such said that, and such rapped this, so they're canceled. So... and then not only just that, but some of the comments that have been made about the whole R. Kelly thing is just like, y'all say y'all cancel somebody, but then the next week y'all forget about it and y'all on to canceling somebody else and da 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 da.
And some of these everyday people need to be canceled because of some of these comments and posts they've been putting up. So, yes.
But it got me to thinking about, like, you know, is cancel culture, like, is it conducive, I guess? Because with some people, like R. Kelly, y'all, he's still canceled because he just has a sickness that he continues on. But then there are other people who, let's say, maybe they did something when they were younger or misinformed or whatever the case may be. And it's like, do we still punish them now because of something that happened years ago? Like, what do we really do, and where do we draw that line? Because for some people, we cancel them automatically, but for other people, we give them grace. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, where's the balance when it comes to canceling people?
Right. Like, what is even the criteria to cancel someone? And then, like you say, how quickly are we just going to cancel them off the rip? Do they deserve it? Or, like, you know, when do we give someone a second chance? Like, when you be like, all right, we did cancel you a couple of years ago, but, you know, you seem like you've educated yourself, so welcome back to the culture. Like, what is the criteria that, you know, that we cancel someone? Do we cancel someone just because they, you know, may have said some stupid shit, even if they weren't young? Like, in the present time, as an adult, they say something ignorant, and it was just basically because they were misinformed, and it could be a teachable moment. Do we still cancel them, or do we educate them, or... you know, is it just for those ignorant folks that's just saying stuff without remorse and gives no fucks? But I feel a certain kind of way about that too. But it's just like, what is this criteria of canceling? And I feel like the whole cancel culture is low-key like a little bandwagon, because all it takes is one person to be like, oh, they canceled. And it seemed like everybody in the world like, yep, canceled. Like, I don't know.
Also, I feel like this whole canceling thing, like, honestly, for, like, huge celebrities, that shit doesn't apply. Like, a certain group may be like, oh, I'm going to cancel this person. But ultimately, if that person has surpassed a certain level of celebrity, if they still popping, they not canceled. You know what I'm saying?
Like, these corporations and these funders ain't about to cancel them because they making the money.
Like, I've heard Cardi B was canceled. I've heard Drake was canceled. I've heard
Kevin Hart.
I mean, I keep hearing these things, but then they'll drop an album, they'll drop a movie or whatever the case may be, and the shit will still do numbers. So apparently they're not canceled. It's just maybe your little group.
All right.
So who are some people, you know, besides, like, who are some people that really were canceled when we said they were canceled, in your opinion?
Trump. Was he ever not canceled? Yeah, before he became president.
Oh, for real?
Because he wasn't on my radar. I was just like, oh, that's the weird nigga with the show.
I guess that's why I'm saying, like, okay, I think, well, I don't know. Because he still can't, he was never popping to begin with, like, people
I'm not saying he was popping, but he was somebody that really wasn't, to me speaking, this is Dice, for the Black culture, he wasn't really on our radar to be like, oh yeah, he's lit, or he's canceled. He was just like, oh, that's the dude that did that show and Omarosa was on the joint or whatever. Like, so he wasn't necessarily on the canceled list, but oh baby, when he got in office, we rallied together and cancel that ass.
Well, I guess when I'm saying cancel, I'm not thinking about somebody that wasn't on the radar. Because that's my thing. Like, Trump wasn't on the radar for me, so.
So you trying to say somebody that everybody loved, like, and we just got him up out of here?
Like, yeah.
That actually was canceled in real life? Like, I mean, I was a big fan of House of Cards, and they got Kevin Spacey up out of here.
And he's on one of my lists. Listeners,
I had to stop watching that show immediately. I said, oh damn, well.
Yeah, he's definitely on one of my lists. They speak about, what exactly did he do while I try to pull it up? Do you know?
You said, what did he do?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like pressuring male actors to sleep with him, like using his like influence as an actor and that kind of thing to like sleep with other young upcoming male actors? That's what I thought it
was.
And
they did,
like,
cancel that show, but he just did something mm-hmm. recently.
You lying.
No, he did. He made like some kind of post. They were talking about it on, god damn it, I didn't think we were going to say Kevin Spacey, girl. I think we was going to be talking about the niggas. I only have the niggas pulled up now.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some other people. No. We already mentioned R. Kelly. We said Kevin Hart, but I don't think he canceled for real. I just think people are upset, which we're going to go on that, how you going back 40 years on Twitter to cancel some people.
Sexual assault allegations.
Carrie Hilson got canceled. She got the fuck up out of here.
Y'all did cancel her.
Yes, the Beehive.
Carrie Hilson was cool with me. I didn't have no problem. Why was she canceled anyway?
Because she was saying statements about Beyonce about something. It was such years ago. But, like, basically, like, she ain't as hot as y'all motherfuckers making her to be. And the Beehive got her up out of here.
So, I have a theory that Beyonce might get canceled.
Oh, for real?
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
So, in light of the R. Kelly allegations, you know Twitter has been digging up the bones, right?
Child, so, they about to get Jay-Z up out of here.
That's what I'm saying. Dame Dash and Nick Cannon recently had a discussion, and there was some, you know, some alluding to maybe Jay-Z fucking Foxy back in the day when she was
there,
like,
wasn't
15.
No, everybody know that she was messing with Foxy, but, like, Dame tried to act like he wasn't saying it, but he was saying it. Like, and what he wasn't saying, Nick was filling in the blanks.
Well, Jay said on one, according to the Joe Budden podcast and Rory mm-hmm. on there, mm-hmm. there's a line in some song on Magna Carta where Jay-Z says he didn't fuck her. But my theory is that if that rumor catches hold, people are going to definitely be like, Jay-Z is trash, get him out of here. And then Beyonce would be guilty by association because, you know, that is also a thing. And they would be getting her the fuck out of here.
They were trying to get him up out of here from Beyonce, trying to say Beyonce was like 15 when they was messing with each other. Everybody was like, your receipt's a little bit wrong. He's like, no, she wasn't that young. But I mean, look.
But there is something out there that says that he had his eye on her.
And oh yeah, it was like... she was super young when he first, because I remember back like the early Destiny's Child joints. You could tell when they was like, it's like old videos like I saw a long time ago. You can tell how he was looking at her, like this little young joint. Yeah, but yeah.
So I mean, I'm just saying, what are we gonna do then? Because if Beyonce didn't leave her nigga for cheating on her, then
you say what are we gonna do? Well, let me just say, as Dice, I do not go with what everybody on social media says is canceled. I look at what the hell I feel, and if that aligns with what I believe, then I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here. If not, then hey, I'm about to still be listening to your album. Like, I still listen to Kanye West. Here we go. So
that you there it do. Is.
Yep. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not the one who goes by the popular. What the popular vote is. So my cancel list is probably a hell of a lot shorter than everybody else's cancel list.
So besides R. Kelly, who is on your cancel list?
So the R. Kelly, I said the Kevin Spacey.
Is Kevin Spacey canceled for you?
Yeah, I stopped watching the show. Like,
I thought you stopped watching it because it got canceled.
No, I stopped. Like, it was, they still released some episodes after that, after he was off of that. I didn't watch it anymore. So I don't know what the hell happened. Like, I just stopped and was like, oh, no, nah, I'm straight on that. So, yeah, I didn't watch that anymore. I don't know. I think my criteria is, it's hard to say, but, like, a lot of the people that's on my list is stuff that they did that was, it's just disgusting. It's, like, the whole R. Kelly in a space. Like, I don't do rape. I don't do sexual assault. I don't obviously do murder and that sort of thing. Like, I just, even though there's some killers out there that I kind of rock with.
Man. That was Dice.
Let me stop. But no, like, I'm just trying to think because I was just putting people that was canceled in general, but I'm trying to see people that, like, I rock with that was popping that got canceled. That's a really short list then.
Because those people didn't really, really get canceled. Like, that's
the whole thing with this cancel culture is, like, they'll be canceled for a little bit. And then, like, all right. Because Meek was canceled.
But then
here he is in the good graces with everyone again. But
some way, somehow, some people who you would have thought would have got out of there years ago, and they don't, and they go on to have, like, flourishing careers, then 20, 30 years later, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, they get caught up in that again. So it's like, are we not paying attention? Do we just, you know, as long as we entertain, it ain't that big of a deal? Because I feel like the cancel culture really only affects people whose career isn't that popping, like in a real way. Like, if you are a big celebrity, like, you might lose some fans here and there, but ultimately,
but I don't know. I mean, depending on what you do, because I'm sure Bill Cosby and R. Kelly.
But their career is, they're not at the height of their career. That's what I'm basically saying.
Oh, at the height of their career. Okay. Right. I thought you meant like just popping as far as like popularity wise. But yeah.
I don't even feel like they were like, that's what I'm saying, like height of their career. Like, R. Kelly today isn't as popular as he was
in 2001.
So it's easier for his, you know, transgressions to be put out there and for people to accept it. But there's a video floating around with Drake doing something suspect, and I've heard some people talking about it, but it hasn't been like
a let me tell you something thing. They are not about to cancel no damn Drake.
He just signed a damn deal. He got a residency in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mills.
Yeah, so for, I mean, sure, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I don't know. So during the R. Kelly thing, Charlamagne was on the episode, which I didn't really, but of course Twitter found some tweets from 2009 and 2010.
I just want to meet these tweet surfers, because good grief, they must don't have a day job. God grief. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
One says, R. Kelly looks 20-something. The fountain of youth clearly can be found within teenage vagina.
Oh.
Another tweet says, R. Kelly is thinking Barack's daughters can get it.
Who said this?
Charlamagne. And then another tweet says, furthermore, R. Kelly had the best celebrity sex tape of all time.
Oh,
so Charlamagne said that. Somebody else, Fabulous, said in 2009, hashtag, anybody seen that freak from R. Kelly's sex tape? She should be of age now. And he put joking in the tweet. But
so let me say this, though. I feel like, and this is by no means trying to cape for anybody or nothing like that. I feel like we as a culture have become hella, I don't want to say sensitive because that's a bad word to use. We're easier to get offended now than we used to be. I remember back when Twitter was in its heyday. I don't know if that was like, what, 2009, 2010? So let me tell you something. The stuff that people would say would be outrageous. And those two people that you named, Fab and Charlamagne, used to say the most outlandish stuff, but got the most retweets, and everybody thought it was hilarious. Charlamagne got famous for his shock value and the stuff that he would say. Like, he wouldn't cut no cars. He would be disrespectful. Like, he was talking about smelling people's chairs up in the studio that was coming for the interviews. Like, talking about he gonna suck farts out girls' butts. Like, it was all type of stuff that was being said, and nobody was trying to get nobody up out of here. But now we fast forward to 2019, honey, and you can't say it, let me kill this fly, without PETA about to attack you and cancel your ass. Because it's like you can't say nothing now. And the fact that now they aren't even judging people by what they're saying now and their actions now, they are legit going back on your ass and being like, okay, well, that's good and fine that you're making these checks and you're trying to be a good person now, but I was looking on Twitter in 2010 and you definitely said X, Y, and Z. So it's like, I don't know. It's like people don't have room to make any mistakes and grow. Like, it's kind of...
And I guess that's what Charlamagne was talking about. I don't really listen to The Breakfast Club that often.
But I only listen when it's a good personal.
Yeah. I did want to hear what he had to say. Because I know I added him on Twitter when I saw that tweet. Like, what's good? So I guess a lot of people had... And I didn't hear the whole thing because eventually I turned it off and I turned on some music. Mm-hmm. But he was just saying, you know, people, the problem is that people don't allow people the room to grow and all this, and, you know, this, this, that, and the third. And on one hand, I get it because we don't. But then on the other hand, I'm just like, oh, my G, you 40 today. So that means, like, during this time period, you should have known better,
right?
Like, especially since you, and especially since you are on the documentary condemning R. Kelly, but then just 8 years ago you were joking about it. Like, you look crazy as fuck. And then not only that, but all the stuff that you're saying about, like, Charlamagne's past, then he had those, you know, rape allegations against him, you know, some years ago. So when you put all that together, it's like, looking a little suspect. And I see some people saying Charlamagne been canceled, but then the nigga writes a book and you know he's on the
best
New York
time. Right. So they was talking about canceling him because of you know, the stuff that happened in his past, but like you say, it ain't nothing happened yet. So I
feel like he would be one of them people. Like, we're seeing all these things about him, and then what, 10 years from now people are gonna be like, Charlamagne sexually assaulted me, and everybody's gonna be like, well, we saw but we didn't say anything. And that's, I guess that's where I'm, where's the line drawn,
right?
Like, where, who do we cancel and who gets a pass? Is it a popularity contest, or is it that we actually give a fuck? Because I don't see how we can, like,
honestly,
be outraged about R. Kelly last week but then this week be like, oh, Twitter, you know, we used to joke back then.
I honestly agree. But how you said it was a popularity contest. Like, it has to be. Because even though, you know, you don't want to say, well, you're getting this person up out of here, what about this person? Like, in essence, like, yeah, what about that? It's like, if you ain't in as popping or you ain't doing nothing current, then nobody really worrying about what you're doing. Like, oh, okay, you can go ahead in the corner and then rape them little joints or whatever, whatever. But let it be somebody, you know, that kind of has some notoriety and people know, and they like not as popping, you know, and not, I don't want to say not as popping, because I don't know. I still think that at the time, R. Kelly, even though he wasn't releasing music, and if he was, it obviously wasn't reaching the masses, he was still a well-known celebrity. Like, I feel like if he was to be like, all right, I'm going out on tour or something like that, he would do numbers. So then when you bring that to them, it's like, all right, well, we got to get them up out of here. But Joe Blow around the corner that might be doing way worse, but, you know, is a celebrity, but not might be on the level of a Charlamagne, R. Kelly, Fabulous, or whoever. And nobody is really checking for them. And then I won't even go into race. Like, I feel like that's like a whole nother layer of who's getting canceled. But
why
I don't
do really you think? Why do you think that? Because a lot of the articles that I saw, it ain't us on the list. It's like, I got a list of problematic celebrities featured here so far.
Not problematic.
And it is not. It's, we're here and there sprinkled in, but it's a lot of Vanessa Hudgens and Stephen Colbert, whatever his name is, Selena Gomez, Pink.
What would Selena do? So maybe, then maybe, honestly, and I had a conversation years ago that social media is about perspective. It all is about who the hell is on your timeline. Because one person's timeline may be giving off one mood, while another person's timeline is somebody totally different. So I say that to say, what cultures, if my whole timeline is Black and I'm following Shade Room and Ball Alert and, you know, like Gossip Industry, that kind of stuff, I'm getting most of the Black tea, and I'm seeing who the Black culture or the Black folks are talking about and who we canceling, what's going on. Oh, you heard about this documentary, X, Y, and Z. But my other genres of people may be following non-Black people. So therefore, I feel like that flow of information, they getting the Selena Gomez and the other people, the Kevin Spacey's and the people, you know, that sort of thing. Even though Kevin Spacey was one of us because everybody was watching House of Cards. But I feel like your social media and what you're getting, unless you're just really into like entertainment news and you really go looking for the information and you're that sort of person that, you know, you're kept abreast of what's going on across the board, then I don't know. I'm only going to see what Black people canceling. I'm not really seeing what.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that there aren't lists. Because I was actually looking, and there's lists every year since the whole "you canceled" term came out. And like,
so wait, there are lists that are published of people that are canceled. Like, the this is you at the on the cancel list.
Yeah, like Nylon, that website, they did one in like the end of 2017. Like, here's a list of canceled celebrities, but they were nobody that we followed, so I didn't tag the article. But like, this cancel culture shit, it's just not a Black thing. Like, everybody's canceling everybody. And
right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, from my perspective, maybe to me it seems like just Black people are canceling people, because that's all I'm seeing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not privy because I don't follow a lot of others. I mean, I do here and there, but like, the ratio is mainly I'm getting what's going on in Black culture and to Black entertainers and what's going on with that. But oh, I learned something new. I didn't know white people was getting people about it. I didn't know they was canceling people.
Yes, yes. So
they need to.
I'll go ahead. I found a thread on Reddit about someone named Brother Nature. I don't know who Brother Nature is, listeners. I did not Brother go Nature. To do any research because it really to me wasn't that important. But it says that he recently got into hot water after people found offensive tweets that he posted back in 2010, 2011. He was 12, 13 around that time. And so basically some of his tweets were like typical trolling shit. One of them says, Jay-Z looks like a monkey. Another one says, when I grow up, I want to be like Chris Brown. So if my girlfriend tried to look through my phone while driving, I can choke and punch her.
Oh, yeah.
Then another tweet says, want to hear a joke? Women's rights. So, of course, some people, like, immediately cancel him.
but other people I don't know. Like, I feel a certain kind of way. You said he was 12 and 13 when he was making out?
Yeah. In that time frame, that's what he was. So on this thread, it's like a back and forth about how like a 12 or 13 year old, they know better. They know when they're being offensive. And other people are like, no, he's just saying stuff on Twitter to be a troll, to get retweets.
Shock
to get,
value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then that made me think about Sabrina Claudio, a singer for the listeners that don't know. Her first little album, I Wore That Shit Out. But some tweets from her resurfaced where basically she was making some comments about Black women and they were not the best. So she got canceled for me. Like, I made my daughter stop listening to her. Like, I was just like, we done.
They was recent tweets or you said they were older tweets?
They were older. So, and she's not an old girl. I want to say she's only like 20, 21. So these tweets were when she was like 15, 16. So the time span for me is not that big of a difference. But then I'm thinking, you're 15, you're 16. Do you get a pass? I don't know. On the other hand, it's deeper for me because she is Hispanic. And, you know, there's always been some tension between Hispanic women and Black women. And I was going to also bring that up with the whole Sin Santana thing that came up recently. Did you hear about
and that? The Cardi, didn't they say the whole Cardi B that at one point she said something and she was like she didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did hear about the Sin thing and I saw the video.
They canceled not the her video. Too.
Not the video, it was a post that she made apologizing.
They canceling Sin Santana too though. And she didn't even complete her thought. It was implied. And we knew what she was gonna say, and they still canceling her. And so I'm just like,
I just feel like at this point in time, like everybody canceling everything, like, and some of it is worthy. Not saying that some people should be getting passes because some people definitely need to get the fuck up out of here. But like, I feel like it's so watered down and it's just like the thing to do. Oh, cancel. They cancel without even really, I don't know. Like, I feel like this day and age in 2019, everybody getting canceled for anything. Like, and not saying that maybe some of these thoughts and tweets or statements that they're making are incorrect, but some of these people are teachable. Some of these people can be, you know, you can kind of give them a different perspective because we would like to think that everybody knows everything that we know. Everybody didn't grow up like you. Everybody wasn't in your situations. People grow up in different cultures, different backgrounds. So everybody doesn't have the same experiences or knowledge. So you can't condemn somebody if someone wholeheartedly just doesn't know or they're ignorant to something. So should we be canceling people that honestly and truly just don't know and they were misinformed or were young and dumb and immature? Because I know as a teenager, I'm sure if anybody sat down and wrote down and recorded everything I said as a 16 or a 10-year-old, a teenager, child, I would have been canceled before I hit 21. I'm like, because I would just say dumb stuff just for the fuck of it. So it's like,
My old Twitter, I deleted because I was just like, child, I used to be real reckless.
For sure.
On Twitter, I deleted my whole account because it was just like, nope, I see what kind of shit we on. We going back to dick up people's old shit and I ain't got time.
Maybe I should do that.
I do feel like I do.
But I don't think I was really reckless. I don't remember everything because I used to tweet drunk. I used to drunk tweet a lot, so I don't know. Maybe I need to go search. Okay.
Well, if we get too popping, someone will find out, honey.
Child, let me delete it today before we get popping. Deactivate.
I do think that the canceling culture is great when it is effective for the right people. Like, if we're really about to mute R. Kelly, then that's great. Stop supporting him because the money that we give him is the money he needs to keep these bitches in the sex dungeon.
You did?
Right. But then, like, Iggy Azalea, right? I'm not an Iggy Azalea fan myself, but she was canceled for cultural appropriation. I get the argument. I just frankly don't care. Like, that's me personally. Like, so for me, for people to have to just cancel her, I guess, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it that serious? Like, what she did? Oh, no. She did make that one line. Never mind.
What'd she say?
She had something a line in one of her songs about doing something like a slave master.
You lie.
No, I just thought about it. No, I think
she did. Girl.
I was about to throw her a bone and then,
I mean, and T.I. ain't had nothing to say about that.
I remember, you know, he stopped, he kind of distanced himself from her after that was made known. Here we go.
Ooh, honey.
Iggy Azalea apologizes for controversial runaway slave master line. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are people, like I said, people are picking and choosing. Because are we picking and choosing? Are we canceling Rick Ross? Are we, like, we had a episode where we was talking about different lines and rap songs that was like,
We didn't even really delve deep into that. Because Bun B actually spoke out against R. Kelly. And, of course, all these women came out and they pulled up, like, lyrics from... you know, his records, like him and Pimp C, and they were trash, they were horrible, but it's like, I mean, we gotta cancel hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure,
if we start digging into what people said in songs, like,
right,
and that's why, and that was another thing, I'm like, hold on, songs, unless are we seeing these people doing this in real life, like, do we gotta,
exactly, because we know
everybody,
we already know people lie in their songs.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I'm like, if I gotta cancel Juicy J because of Vance and Make Her Dance, because I'm sure that's offensive to someone, but I'm gonna be honest with you, every time that song comes on I'm twerking, like, 80 it doesn't matter, but just seeing like how people were just, anytime somebody spoke up about the whole R. Kelly incident, it was like, instead of people embracing them and saying, oh, I'm glad that you're an ally, I'm glad that you're using your voice, it was like, nah, nigga, because in 93 you said you was gonna come in your baby mama face, and that's problematic. And I was just like, whoa, wait. And we can't cancel everybody.
People gonna be scared to speak out. They gonna let us down.
But
they
that is, cancel me. You're not, and I've been hearing that a lot from everybody, and most of the concerns are trash, are rooted in trash, you know, just not wanting to be accountable. But I do feel like, you know, some of these groups, some of these marginalized groups, they are just fighting against everybody, you know, to the point where everybody's just going to be like, well, fuck it then, bitch. Fight alone. I don't want to be an ally of yours. Or if I'm going to be an ally, I'm going to be a silent one. And then they'll get crucified for that.
Yeah.
You know, if,
like,
you,
why didn't you just come all the way forward?
If you shit, you get crucified. If you say something, but then in the past you said something that was against it, then that's the issue. Like, I'm surprised Dave Chappelle ain't canceled. Because, A, I love the Chappelle Show. That show's offensive as fuck, though.
He gave not no fuck. It's so many comedians from back in the day, like Eddie Murphy. Like, you know how many people, like, you go back on some stand-up and just be like, ooh, yikes. And me and you watched some, and you was like, I'm laughing like shit. And you was like, that's so not right. I'm like, well, it's funny as fuck. Because back then, like, nobody was just like, oh, that's funny as shit. Like, you know, people said stuff that, it's the whole politically correct and, ooh, that's not nice. And, oh, yikes, that's offensive. Like, I think back then we knew, like, jokes is jokes, even though it's laced with a little bit of truth. Like, for the most part, we're telling jokes, not weird because I'm not a comedian, but people are telling jokes, you know, to get a laugh, but it's laced with a little bit of
but the
truth as well.
Them jokes ain't even this. Listen, people used to flat out say all kinds of shit in their jokes, like comedians, and that's why I watch stuff, especially when I'm watching older comedians. I'm always like, ooh, yeah.
It was like not even no type of filter.
Yeah, it kind of, it stings because it's just like, ooh, if Twitter gets a hold of this shit, it's a wrap for that nigga.
Well, they should, shit. Like, this should be on Netflix and on demand and everything.
But
so,
even the new stand-up specials, though, I feel like they just toe at the line. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was actually really disappointed in Chris Rock's latest stand-up because I felt like he was trying to be too politically correct.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely not one to be politically correct at all.
Right. And I definitely felt like he was trying too hard to be politically correct. Dave Chappelle actually surprised me with his, though, because he definitely cleaned up a lot of his act. Like, if you know anything about his old routines. Yeah. But he was sneaking some shit every now and then. Like, I think he dropped the F-bomb somewhere in one of his routines. Oh, so, I think he was just saying it in reference. Like, he wasn't, so he was saying it in third person.
Right, still, right, right.
It was like, I expected to see a lot more think pieces. But everybody still seems to like him. And that's why I'm like,
because that's because even white people like Dave Chappelle.
But if Cat Williams Honey. Was to come out and do some shit like that, would he get the same response? I don't think so. Yeah. If Afion Crockett, you know who that is?
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Our listeners don't. I'm sorry. And I can't tell y'all where y'all would know him from.
Yeah, I can't even explain.
Yeah.
The weird looking guy.
So, on another Reddit thread, it says, the entire culture of canceling people is toxic because, number one, people can change. Number right. two, people make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Number three, individual problematic tweets / actions don't define a person. Consistency does. Mm. Number four, it can be hypocritical. Canceling someone for something while not canceling someone else for the same thing. Number five, being woke doesn't equate to judging people based on actions alone. Ooh. And number six, we need to stop trying to tear people down. We need to educate people. The current political climate doesn't have room for us battling each other.
I don't know. That's I kind of agree with that because I feel like a lot of people on social media will, one, be like, this is my social media. This is my platform. I can say what I want. You can't, you know, suppress me expressing my feelings on here, but then you turn around and become the politically correct police and cancel other people for saying or doing things that you don't like or you disagree with. So it's just like, what is it? Like, can niggas do and say whatever the fuck they want to say and like you just gonna have to rock with it? Or are we just about to be the politically correct police and canceling everybody for? And then if that's the case, then what's the criteria? What are the offenses? Like, is it like the judicial system? Like, you know, depending on your offenses, your time or your, like, it's just so daggone immature and unproductive if it's not, like, for certain people, like you said, for some people that's just out here doing the unthinkable, like, assault, rape, and murder and crazy shit like that. Okay, all right, get niggas up out of here. But like, okay, this person may have said something because they're a white person and didn't understand the black culture, but they seem like they actually legitimately care, because there's some white people that say stuff about other cultures and they don't give a fuck. So I'm talking about those that actually, well, honestly and truly don't know and don't mind being educated on the topic.
People will say to that, that is 2019. You can Google. You can find out. There's no excuse for you to not know this. Or if you're a certain age. Like, my whole thing was, like, with Charlamagne's tweets. Like, those came out in 2010. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. But he was, like, 31, 32 then. Mm-hmm. So, does he get the same pass that Brother Nature gets when he tweeted something when he was 12, 13? Like, you can't, in my mind, I'm like, when you're 12 and 13 and you on Twitter, when Twitter is new, you're trying to get followers, so you might say things just to,
any reckless stuff.
Right. But when you're on a public platform, you're 31.
I feel like Charlamagne knew exactly what he was saying. Like, he was doing it similar for the same reasons, for the shock value and like just being funny. But he knew what he was saying.
So
but
does, like, he get a pass?
I mean, I'm not sensitive. So I get it, like, damn, that's kind of tough. But, like, I'm not canceling people over saying, like, reckless shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it sounds rough, but, like, okay, like, you tweeted, like, X, Y, and Z. You said a word that back then was like, oh, you shouldn't say that, but now it's like super canceled and it's like not the politically correct thing to say. Obviously, a couple episodes back, I don't even know what words are offensive and what aren't offensive. So I'm sure if you talked to me 15 years ago, I probably would have been canceled too. So like, stuff like that, I personally would not be canceling anybody for some stuff somebody said some years ago or what they published on their social media or even, you know, something that they've written. But that's just me personally. Like,
and
like
the article that you said, though. Is it because that topic doesn't bother you, though? Because would you feel the same way if it was like a racially charged tweet? Like, let's say it was not from him, but from, I'm trying to think of like your favorite
white celebrity, but I honestly don't know of one.
What's your favorite white celebrity? I love Jennifer Aniston.
So what if Jennifer Aniston was wilding on Twitter and it came out, like, you know, years later? Like, what if we just saw her dressing up in, like, blackface 2010 everywhere? Like,
well, no. Like, you're not about to be... Okay, so let me be clear. Like, if you're out here doing, like, you're dressing up in blackface, like, you're going around calling black people nigga, like, shit like that. Okay, like, nah, I can't deal with that. But what I'm talking about is, like, you're on Twitter, like, saying, like, random shit, like, I don't know, like, the stuff that you had quoted about Fab saying, like, joking about the R. Kelly joint, where the girl at, blah, 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 or, like, I don't know, just, like, stuff, like, saying, dropping the F word back then, when now it's, like, really unacceptable. Back then it was, like, maybe you shouldn't say that, maybe you should say blah, blah. So, I'm not canceling people for that, per se, but, nah, you're not about to be out here, like, nah, like, blackface and calling the N-word, like, nah, I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm saying. What if they were just joking?
You're joking by painting your face black and going out?
Let's not say blackface. Let's just say they were just tweets, like, just jokes, you know what I'm saying? And they were at the expense of black people. Would we still just be like, oh, I'm, you know, I don't care. I'm not, like, that's, I kind of feel like people, if it doesn't affect them personally, then it doesn't matter.
But wouldn't that make sense that if it doesn't affect you, then you personally wouldn't cancel them? I mean, for me, like I said earlier, like, I don't cancel people based on what everybody else is doing. So just because one person says, oh, we're canceling this person, ladies and gentlemen, cancel them off your list, I'm like, all right, damn, let me go ahead and add them to my list. Like, so if it doesn't affect me and my family and my community, then I'm sorry, like, you're not getting my attention, like, you're not on my radar. So
I guess that's where I differ, because if I see, I'm not, you know, if I see, like, here on the list it says Tina Fey is canceled, which I don't know why, and I guess I'll click the link here in a bit, but if, like, just because it doesn't affect me doesn't mean, for me, this is just me, doesn't mm-hmm. mean that I don't have mm-hmm. the responsibility to look up and see what the issue is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to look up everybody that gets canceled because it's too many people that get canceled. But if
I didn't even know it was a fucking list until just now when you told me. So how about that?
I was going to give you this list. And this was the list I was telling you that it wasn't a lot of black people on there. But
right.
Yeah. You know, if there is... like the whole Kevin Hart thing, right? I didn't really mm-hmm. follow what the hell was going on with Kevin Hart because I kind of have not really cared for Kevin Hart in a few years now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I did some digging, did some research, and I'm like, oh, some old, you know, he has some old homophobic tweets. So on one hand, he's saying, you know, he apologized, although I didn't see where the apology was. But my thing is listening to people from that group. The reason why that they're, you know, they're so upset is because, you know, like, they're still being affected. You know what I mean? Like, gay people are still out here being profiled and being killed for being, you know, right. for all that stuff. So I'm not personally gay. So should I just be like, well, fuck it. That doesn't, you know, I don't care. So I'm gonna just keep it moving, because no, if it was a black issue, I wouldn't appreciate someone just being like, well, I'm not black, so that doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's a natural thing, sure. But I would look at somebody like, so you trash as fuck is you knew that this was happening. You were just like, well, nobody in my personal life is black, so sorry, niggas. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I feel like I live my life in a bubble anyway. So, like, literally, I'm sure you can tell on most of these episodes, half of this shit, I'm just like, this is going on. Like, that's an issue. Like, that's what's being said. So, I don't know. Let me shut the fuck up for y'all niggas cancel me. So, I'm just going. My answer, IDK. I don't know, nigga.
I don't know. I look at most issues, and if it does make it to my radar, and I'll go to, like, look it up and see what's going on, or I hear about it enough, my first thought, and it may sound crazy, but it's just like, how would I feel if this was a black
a black situation. Like,
child, and I would be canceling everything if I'm like putting myself in everybody's shoes for everybody that's being canceled. It's like 50 niggas canceled a day. So if I literally was, first of all, that would have to be a part-time job of mine to research all this shit of why everybody's being canceled.
Everybody doesn't hit my radar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm like a lot, like how you say on the list, most of the people that are on your list of the Nylon, you say? That's what it's called?
Well, the list that I have is from Tumblr, but there was a list on Nylon
So, like, a lot of those non-black people, I'm sure that I'm probably either one, don't know who the fuck they are, or if it is somebody that I know, I had no clue that none of this shit was going on with them, or, like, some type of thing. If they don't hit my feed on social media or something that I happen to be, if I'm happening to go on CNN, which is not often because, yeah. So if it doesn't hit that, I don't know about the shit. So I can't, I mean, I have this attitude of like, nigga, I don't care. But if it pertains to me, then yeah, because most of the stuff that I'm seeing is from the black community, which for the most part pertains to me. So I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but I don't know. Maybe it's ignorance. I can't explain it.
Well, you can't expect to know something about an artist that you know, a celebrity that you don't know about. What I'm saying is, for me, if there is something that does happen to cross, you know, my news feed and I take the time to actually click and actually read it,
right.
Because a lot of times I'll just read the headline and keep it moving. But mm-hmm. if I do actually, you know, click and I hear what's going on, I'm going to look into it, because right. that's just me, you know what I mean? I don't want to be out here supporting somebody that doesn't give a fuck about other groups, because I know if it was black people and it was somebody else on the other foot, I would be outraged that they would still support that person.
Right.
And so
I know similar, I guess, kind of similar to what you're saying, but not all the way similar. Like, I don't watch Roseanne. I really don't. So,
God, no.
Right. So, I don't follow her, like, none of that stuff like that. But when everything came up about the shit that she was going, I had no clue. I didn't even know she was racist all these years because, like I said, never followed her, didn't know what was going on. But at least I know, like, I guess like you said, like, if you know better, you do better. So if something was to come up with this bitch is involved, then for sure, like, you've now made it to my cancel list because I know what's going on, but I can't cancel and care about something that I don't fucking know about. You know what I mean? And I'm not the one that's really have the time to be searching and looking to be like, all right, who the fuck is canceling it? Like, let me see who this is. But like you said, similar to what you're saying, like, if it does come across your feet and you do hear about what's going on, then yeah, let me get him up out of here, I guess.
So I'm just going to go through a few people on this list. Because mm-hmm. it is a Tumblr list, and it has a list of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you click on their name, it gives you reasons as to why.
So somebody, like, did they work? So it's not only just a list of people. It gives you the backstory of why they were canceled.
And some of these things, I think, are ridiculous, I guess. I don't know.
Some of my stupid reasons?
I don't know. I'm just like, oh, this is why we're getting canceled. I don't know. So, like Rihanna. I'm sorry. So
Rihanna got canceled?
So they have Rihanna on the problematic list, and one of the reasons, they do have other reasons, but one of the reasons is that she appropriated Arabic language with her tattoo. She has an Arabic tattoo, and that's why I'm saying I feel like you sound so mad. That's why I feel like this shit gets out of control. Like, so people that have like Chinese letter tattoos, are they canceled? Are they problematic? You know,
oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Stuff like that. But then you have someone on the list, like Roseanne is on the list, and mm-hmm. you know, they have tweets of her talking about transgender things and, you know, gay issues.
Dressed up as Hitler.
They don't even have that on there. They just have the tweets. And so my thing is like, are we putting Rihanna's Arabic tattoos on the same level as Roseanne?
Right.
You know? Nicki Minaj, her offensive, she's on the list because she tells haters to kill themselves on Check It Out. She slut shames on the song Stupid Ho and Super Bass. She has the Chinese letters tattoo, so she is appropriating. And then because she has on a kimono in the Your Love video.
All right, son.
But see, you're saying all right, son, right?
So you can't wear a kimono? Like, that's offensive? Then don't sell the shits. What?
Listen, but we get mad when Kim Kardashian wears cornrows.
I didn't.
But you do know a lot of people did.
I know they did. Like, and I that's why I keep saying that I'm different. Like, I don't give a fuck about somebody that's not black wearing cornrows. Like, bro, like, is that really? It's more stuff in this world that we could be mad and forcing this energy towards than like a white woman or Armenian woman or whatever your nationality is wearing cornrows. Like, come on, bro.
I'm just saying, fam. We like. The majority of people, it seemed, on the internet are mad when the Rachel, she was different because she was trying to be black.
She was a whole black woman, bro.
Yeah. But the Kim Kardashian thing, or the Kardashians, you know, period, anytime they do anything, is they're culturally appropriating. But then, you know, Nicki Minaj, she's dressed up as in a kimono. She has the wig on and all that good stuff. We gotta give her that same energy. That's what I'm saying. We can't fudge the lines, guys.
Y'all can't fudge the line, y'all.
They got Justin Timberlake on this list, and I'd like to see what they got him out of here for.
Oh, probably the same thing. It was singing R&B. Oh. Do they got daggone Bruno Mars on there? Like, who else? I mean, geez Louise. I don't know. I feel like my thoughts are always different than public opinion. Like, that whole cultural appropriation. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
They got Drew Barrymore out of here?
What she did?
She wore a Native American headdress. And she wore it together with a Budweiser logo apron. Because Native Americans are all alcoholics? Is that what she was thinking? Listen.
I think some people are reaching.
Everybody's canceled, guys. I'm sure whoever your fave is, if we dig somewhere, we'll find some stuff.
Some people, mama's probably canceled by some of these rules. I'm just like, everybody's canceled? Like, you get a cancel.
If you dressed up in any costumes,
like,
ever,
right,
you're canceled.
My whole elementary school, I guess, is canceled because their mascot is the Warriors. So, for sure, we're all canceled. As children.
Pink is canceled, according to this.
People tired of her doing the acrobatics? Is that?
No, because she says stuff like, you can hang me like a slave, I'll go underground. Ooh. And because she wore locks.
Okay, fuck the locks. I'm talking about them lyrics. She really said that.
Yeah.
Oh, Pink.
She did.
R.I.P.
Damn, they got Rachel Ray on this list. All right. Listen, I'll be all day. I don't have time.
Oh, wow.
You know, guys, we just need to figure out what the rules are for this canceling thing. Please. And maybe I'll try to do better, because I know on this podcast, I do a lot of canceling. I cancel a nigga in a heartbeat. Maybe I will think about giving people second chances. Maybe.
We're about to put something up and see what this criteria is. What is the criteria of people getting canceled? Please enlighten us, because maybe I just live under a rock, and I feel like sometimes I can live under a rock, like, just with how my life is. I'm not always in tune. My ear's not to the streets. So maybe.
I think we should have had Mr. Duncan on here, because he always has a lot of thoughts about this, because he feels like, you know, everybody just cancels everybody and da 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 da.
Definitely.
I shouldn't have brought him up, because now he's going to be like,
bring me back. Bring me back. Canceled. That's canceled. That is funny. But yeah, I guess just don't disagree with nobody. Don't say nothing that ain't of popular thought, and you won't be canceled. Like, just save yourself. Don't become a victim of the cancel culture. Y'all be safe out there.
Be mindful of other people's cultural differences, and you won't have to be canceled. That's Shay's politically correct politically correct take.
Or you could just be like Dice and don't post anything about your thoughts and be a lurker and think it in your head. Duh.
Oh my gosh. No.
Look at my social media. Like, oh, she's so wholesome. The whole time I'm going through your feet like, this motherfucker, yeah.
And I say shit, but in the inside, I'm like, well, maybe she wasn't loved enough as a child. Maybe she just needs a hug.
So you cancel them and they have canceler remorse.
Yeah, sometimes.
You make me sick. So yeah, y'all be safe out there on social media. Try not to cancel everybody.
Yeah. Anyhow. You got some tea?
I honestly don't. I was thinking about that. I don't. None that. I always say that I don't care. Y'all gonna think I don't care about nothing. Nothing really. Yeah. No.
Do I have tea? I don't think that I do. You know. Yeah, no.
Oh, are you caught up on Love and Hip Hop?
Yes.
So this is not tea. This is just stuff that we've mentioned several times on the podcast. But I'm starting to get nervous because Safari's looking like he's doubting this whole mold thing.
I know, and I'm
and
just
everybody
so
is
sad.
Talking him out of this, like.
Because JT is leaving next week for a month. He comes home for another month and then he's gone for 7. So I need that mold.
Look, and he's on the daggone episodes, like rethinking this. But luckily he signed a contract. But just Louise, like, what are you going to do?
I just.
Erica probably shut that down. She probably like, nah. You.
Did you see him making fun of her singing in this episode?
Yes, indeed.
The whole timeline with their relationship is crazy because, you know.
It's only a couple months off, right? From the taping in real life, right?
So look, you know Legacy Carryout?
Yeah.
If you go on their page in May of last year, it's a picture of her and her ex-boyfriend in there getting them crab fries. Mm.
Liddy, shout out to the owners.
But then, you know, now she's like engaged to someone else. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, how? Like,
what? A lot of people were saying, like, the joint is set up and it's like another Mona production. But it is a really weird timeline because, like you said, she was literally just in a quote unquote serious relationship. And I forgot, what was the last show she was on?
They were both on that Scared.
And see, I didn't watch that, but it was something.
It was horrible.
I heard about it, but I never watched it. But she was on, was it Love and Hip Hop? I don't know. She was on another show. Was it Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? I feel like she made an appearance.
Oh, yeah, she was on there. Right. But she added nothing to
right.
that.
Right, she made appearances, but even when she was on that, she was messing with somebody. So I'm just
trying to know they were together until they got engaged.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what the world is confused about. Like, literally, I didn't know they was dating until Christmas when he was posting her and talking about he was proposing. And, like, literally, what? We're not even a month yet away from Christmas, and I see him posting pictures of her trying on wedding dresses. Like, I don't know, but I think Mona is funding all of this. Because she literally had to break up with her boyfriend one day and, like, I don't know. Maybe when she went on the, what is that, Celebrity Scared Straight? What is that? I don't know. Whatever you said, the show that they was on.
Maybe she was cheating on her ex with Safari.
Right, on that show.
That's the case. What's T, sis?
Oh, cool.
I'm here for the mess.
Look.
Not in my own life, but for y'all.
Right.
I'm here for
exactly.
It.
So she probably was like, let me see what that mold do in the little joint and was like, I'm leaving old dude and I'm with you. Which would make sense. And this man been looking for love for many, many years, so.
Yes, his thirsty self. He, oh, goodness, poor Safari. She gonna take him for the little bit of money he did get for that mold.
Mm-hmm. She gonna get pregnant next, watch. Because he want a baby, too. She gonna.
I just don't want to see it. You know, I picked the wrong time to be getting tired of these reality shows. I'm getting tired of these shits. And we got a damn podcast to record every week.
They start to become predictable.
They're scripted as hell and poorly acted. And I'm just like,
you watch this is a the Married to Medicine reunion? All of them?
I was about to get to that. Oh, so, yes. Last week, I did some live tweeting from the podcast page at the Chatty Patties, if you all, you know, come over and follow us.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was mentioned by Mariah was that Quad was sleeping with her brother-in-law. So the Twitter streets have been circulating the police report. Mm-hmm. Something did happen between Quad and Mariah's sister, but the dates
just don't
add up. Because mm-hmm. my thing is, if something did happen between the two, why did Mariah continue to be her friend? Because I want to say the police report was for like 2010, but she got married to that dude in 2012, and Mariah was the matron of honor.
So this is my thing, and even Andy brought it up on the reunion. Mariah didn't bring it up. Quad did.
That's
so for whatever reason, I don't know, like, from their friendship, like, maybe they had a vow just not to bring it up, and she said she wouldn't bring it up on the show. But Andy was like, you brought this up. Like, Mariah has never mentioned this ever. Like, and she was like, you're right, but I'm deciding that I'm going to bring it up now. Well, then you just let the cat out of the bag, and you put it out there, because, like, literally, I didn't know nothing about that until you said it yourself. So you can't be mad now that you didn't put it to light. And now Mariah's like, yeah, it did fucking happen. Since you bringing it up, you didn't gave me the green light to speak on it. So yes. So right. I don't even know why she even brought it up. Like, you're not hurting Mariah by bringing that up, because you're dragging your name through the
yourself.
Mud.
Right. Right. And you're doing what I ended up doing was like, oh.
Let me research.
And sure enough, I found that goddamn police report. I tell you that. And I tweeted that shit instantly. And I got some retweets. How you
receipts.
Doing? That shit still retweeted.
Receipts alone is.
Yeah, honey. Real Housewives of Atlanta. If Candy don't sit her ass down, I'm so tired of this damn Portia and Candy shit.
But I
don't care.
Look, at first, like, I was definitely like, all right, Portia, like, you doing too much. But, like, I low-key blame Candy on this one.
I definitely
like,
don't.
I mean, like, obviously everybody in your camp, including you, don't bang with her. So y'all looking for any reason to get her up out of here. Like, y'all trying to get her up out of here. And you are the one who started the messiness about, oh, okay, he's messing with such and such, and, you know, his ex, blah, blah. And if this is your event, how did magically his ex be at the event and you invited her as well? Like, come on, well, y'all.
Here's the thing, and I don't think people have realized this, but Candy stay doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one season when Phaedra and Apollo were going through
all of a sudden, at the OLG joint.
Apollo's new girlfriend showed up at the restaurant when Phaedra was going to be there. Or even on this season, the girl that Portia fought that we didn't see the fight. Now all of a sudden she works.
Right. They all chilling and cool. So like, it seems like you, I don't know. She be in the mess.
Candy is a Taurus, and Taurus
messy.
Y'all know what y'all are. Goddamn it. I'm not about to break down y'all zodiac shit. Y'all know what them traits are. Y'all need to get it together and let that shit go. That is just too much.
Right.
It's too much. So that's all I got for tea. I feel like it was a slow tea.
Yeah,
TV.
Since a lot of the shows are just starting to come back on from out over the winter break, like it's, you know, it's starting off slow. I'm waiting for my show to get back, A Million Little Things, so that I can cry every week again. Also, This Is Us is coming back. I'm just ready to be.
I'm getting ready for Game of Thrones. April. Can't wait. You know,
April, isn't that 3 months away?
Yeah, if you just watch an episode every day between now and then, every weekday, not even the weekend, girl, you'll be caught up.
Yeah, I seen you post that, and you got my daggone husband on board, and I was just like, don't do it.
Yeah. Baby, come on, join.
I told you, you tried to get me interested, and I watched that episode, and I was like, man, I cannot deal.
You gotta keep trying.
I don't understand, like snow and dragons and queens and kings. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe when my husband is watching it, maybe I'll walk through the room and see if there's a scene that looks interesting. Honestly, that's how I got on watching some of The Walking Dead, because I wasn't here for Walking Dead either. But then I think I got suckered into watching it because, like, I walked in the room and some episode was lit as hell and I did not leave. I said, all right, well, catch me up now. Who is this? And what's going on?
Let me
this?
Call B-Dub so that I can make sure that he's watching certain episodes when you just happen to walk by. I got some.
So you got to queue up the good ones so that I can be interested. Yeah. Well, honey, it definitely wasn't that first episode because I was like, mm-mm.
Well, the first episode, you got to give shows like two or three episodes.
I gotta understand it to want to hit next to episode two. Oh, if I'm on episode one and I'm still sitting there like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? And I don't even get the gist, and I don't have you sitting there to explain it to me. I'm just like, what are we doing here? And I got 5,000 more to watch. Like, no.
Facts. And them episodes long as hell. They ain't them 40-minute hour right. episodes where it's a bunch of commercials. No, that shit is a whole solid hour.
Child, that's a lot of life I'm gonna be giving up.
One episode a day. You got it. One episode a day can feed the children. Come on, son. Make it happen.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm not. It seems like everybody in the world watched it. I always be the outlaw. I feel like that should be my name, outlaw. Everybody watching it and I don't watch it because the whole world, like, literally is talking about this crap. And I'm just like, I don't really watch Game of Thrones. Not really. I don't watch Game of Thrones. And I don't know.
All right.
Love.
We're going to get B-Dub to help you out.
Listeners, if you
get
can
you on board.
Give me some ideas on why this would be a good show for me to waste.
Because it's lit.
Is it really?
Because it's dragons.
Who the fuck? What do I look like?
It's lit. And these people are grimy.
That's it.
And they just.
Did you just say it was dragons? Because I don't think that's the selling point for me.
It's not. Damn. What would be?
You said dragons, so you thought like saying dragons was like, oh shit, dragons.
What were you saying? All right, the good, bad, ugly. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Girl, that's all you had to say was dragons. I'm so nailed. Dragons? Do they breathe fire too? Yes.
Anywho, so for the next week, I want to get Dice the fuck out of here.
Yeah, okay. This is gonna be
because she made me feel like a goofball. If you like Game of Thrones, please send her an email at thechattypatties@yahoo.com and give her the other reasons why, since my reason was a good
one. Please tell me some reasons, because look, I need to be sold on this.
Okay. So I don't have anything that I want to let go, in all honesty.
You don't?
I gotta get motivated, but I mean, like I said last week, my session with my therapist is next week,
yeah.
And then I go to see a psychiatrist. They didn't have any appointments until February, so I guess until February, I just will be unmotivated, and I'm trying to work through it
right.
as best as I can. But it's just really, really difficult. Like, depression is kicking my ass, right. And I'm just trying to get through day by day. I don't got shit to be releasing and looking forward to. Nigga, I got up this morning, I went to work, I cooked and I cleaned.
Well, shit, maybe we should hold off on good, bad and release until February. Shit,
I mean,
I'm not trying to have you spiraling out now. Look,
I'm trying not to spiral out. I'm just saying, I really did sit and I thought about it, like, okay, so what am I going to say today on the podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
that's too much energy.
My school break is over, so now I got to break school again. And it's just like, I just got to get good grades, do my job so I don't get fired, take care of my kids so people don't, you know, don't think
CPS
I'm neglecting
come
her.
And get you.
My husband is being neglected. These dogs are being neglected. I forgot that I didn't feed them. So I got to feed them when we wrap this up.
Look, you need to do some calendar reminders when JT go. Because look, them poor pets. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, they're going to be hungry.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to have to give Mara some responsibilities to remind you of something.
Don't get me started on that, motherfucker. Okay.
All right,
what I want to release. I want to release that damn fucking
Okay.
That spirit inside of her.
What's this we're talking about? Spirits inside of daughters.
Her hormones.
what is it? Puberty. Fuck puberty.
Well, let me tell you something. My daughter is not even close to puberty. She's 6 and a half. Probably a little more than 6 and a half. She'll be 7 in a couple months. But I realized that she is a liar. And I already told you the story, but I was in the kitchen cooking. And as I normally do, I play music. And I said, we were snowed in. So, you know, it was a little family thing. My children really love, as they call the song, Kiki. But In My Feelings by Drake, they love this song. I'm so over it, but like they still want to blast it all the time. So then the line comes up, I got a new boy and that nigga trap. And let me tell you something. My daughter knows a lot of songs to a lot of words to a lot of songs, and she knows the words to that song. But she doesn't curse, at least not around me. Well, honey, she definitely said all the lyrics and that nigga trap. And I said, that what? She said, that Drake and that Drake trap. I said, oh, no. And honey, the fact that she knew, one, what I was talking about, and two, that she inserted a word or name right where nigga was. It didn't even rhyme. It didn't rhyme. It did not make no sense. Why would that Drake trap? I got a new boy and that Drake. And she don't know no better. And her face looked like, Lord Jesus, I done fucked up, didn't I? And I was like, look, let me tell you something, man. One, don't lie to me. That's number one. Number two, you need to get the fuck up out of here with saying these cuss words as I'm cussing at her. Like, you need to get the fuck up out of here. Like, don't ever say the word nigga ever. Meanwhile, I'm on my podcast.
We say nigga a million times.
But I am not six, my G. So, yeah. I need to release that. Well, no, I'm not releasing that. That's just the bad, besides my Christmas tree being up. But, yeah. My Christmas tree is still up, so.
Well, you didn't put that shit up till like December 23rd.
Dog, so. Legit put that joint up the week of Christmas.
So, I take my judgment back.
It'll go down and pause. It'll get taken down eventually, but yeah. You know what I'm going to release? And it's going to seem super petty.
What's that?
So, over this, everything is being blamed on this damn snowstorm or snowing this weekend. So, I found this new game that I got addicted to, and it doesn't take much to get me addicted to games on my phone. So, I found this little, like, damn emergency, not really emergency, but it's like a hospital surgery type game. But long story short, it's like you own the hospital and you do surgeries and you also run the hospital, like in the staff and all the stuff like that, the hiring and the scheduling and all this other stuff. I got so into this damn game that like literally I'm playing it every damn day. And as of what I've been playing it since maybe what, Friday or Saturday, maybe Saturday. Anyway, within less than a week, I have spent $5 damn on this game. Of my real dollars. Not of the game dollars. But I have spent $5 trying to get boosters so that I can do better and make my hospital all that it can be. I need to release this damn game. Because let me tell you something. Any game that got me taking money out of my goddamn account for a fictional hospital, it's got to be released.
Candy Crush.
Dog.
I had to remove the whole app from my phone. They was getting coins.
Look, let me tell you something.
You're talking about $5.
Another game that I invested a lot of money in is that back in the day, I used to be addicted to Clash of Clans. Oh, my God.
Were you?
Ma'am. I was in this thing. Like, it started out like my clan. It was like people that I knew, and we all joined the clan. And then we started, like, letting outside people in our clan. And then, like, look. It just was like a whole big thing. And like, I was just trying to get my whole little, yeah. But I need to let it go because like I said, I get these daggone games and I start getting addicted to them and I play them and I play them and I play them. And they reel you in because they're like, hey, if you log on every day, you'll get an extra booster. And I'm like, I got to log on this game at least once a day so I can get these extra boosts. And if you get a little, you know, you log in 3 days, you get more. You log in 4, you get more. So I'm just like, I got to log in. And then when you log in, you're like, damn, I got this surgery in an emergency room I got to do. Damn, oh, this person need to go to the break room. Like, I just get sucked into this goddamn game. And I need to release it. That's what I need to release. A good thing, and once again, leave your damn judgment. My son was sick all last week. like literally like bad sick. Like mm-hmm. he had some type of stomach virus and he could not keep down any liquid or any solid food. Like, I mean, if you gave this man a sip of water, he threw it up. And he like was, it was scary because like he was like laying around. Like, I could tell he was dehydrated because he wasn't going to the bathroom. And I...
Did he have the flu?
So I took him to the doctor and she said that she thinks it was a stomach virus. So I had a really good friend that I've known since elementary school. He has a shitload of kids. That's no shade, but he has a lot of kids, so he has a lot of experience. And he told me to try mixing ginger ale and apple juice. And I'm just like, bro, I've already given him juice and my kids don't drink soda, but I'm willing to try anything at this point because if it don't work, like, I've already made an appointment for his doctor and his doctor was like, look, if he's not keeping down anything by tonight, you need to take him to urgent care because, like, at this point, it's like 3 or 4 days where he hasn't kept down any liquids and, like, he's young. So, you know, we don't want him to be dehydrated. You're going to have to get him, like, an IV and all that other stuff. Legit. Mixed the daggone. I went to the store, got the apple juice and the ginger ale, and this man kept it down. That was the first thing he kept down in like 3 or 4 days. And I'm just like, bless you, because not only is my son now drinking, you saved me a damn long-ass trip to urgent care tonight.
Right.
And having to deal with, because my son does not like shots. So trying to get an IV in his arm would have been, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, look, I owe you my life because look, you saved my life. But I still went to the doctor the next morning and she checked him out and everything was good. But he had lost some weight, obviously, because he hadn't been eating, that sort of thing. But I say all that to say that he is doing a lot better now and he's going to the bathroom as normal and I'm excited. Like, that stomach virus was hella annoying. Like, all he did was sleep all day, yes, which was scary.
I need to get a stomach virus so I can lose some weight.
Look, I low-key was like, hug me, baby. Give me a kiss. Give mommy a kiss so I can get catch that stomach virus. Because look,
where is the stomach virus where I'm going to go to the doctor and the doctor going to be like, yeah, you lost a lot of weight when you didn't eat.
That and food poisoning, like, I heard, would make you drop some pounds. But you're going to be miserable in the process, though. But, yeah.
I'll take it.
I'll take it for a couple of days as opposed to months of going to the gym. But anyway, yeah. You're about to get judged. Anyway, well, I guess that wraps it up. I ain't got nothing else. You got something good? No, you don't. You already said that you ain't rocking with it till February. So look, listeners.
I didn't say that. I just said,
I'm messing with you.
Until I get some coping strategies, guys, I don't really have anything other than.
You made it. Mama, I made it. That's the good, bad, and the ugly.
I'm saying.
Well, listeners, we appreciate you for tuning in as you do every week. Thank you for the new listeners and thank you for our faithful that tune in every week. Like we say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And as Shay said earlier, make sure you go on Twitter and follow us, the Chatty Patties. Also on Instagram, go ahead and hit us up on the Chatty Patties and follow us. We have normally posts that we post, like a question of the day, and you guys go ahead and interact with that. And we appreciate all of that. And yeah, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
And send emails about Game of Thrones to the chattypatties@yahoo.com.
Goodbye.
Bye.